de existencia.
It is really unfortunate that that happened, because that has been used by the naysayers to show that, see, these people are all crazy.
That's Mark Zaid. He's a veteran national security lawyer whose many clients include Mike Beck, the NSA counter-intel officer we told you about in the last episode, who experienced what he thought was a microwave attack in Russia in the 1990s. And full disclosure, Zaid has even represented me in Freedom of Information Act lawsuits seeking to dislodge government secrets. Ever since the reports of Ivana syndrome emerged 5 years ago, Zaid has become the go-to lawyer for government officials who believe they were struck by something and wanted answers. But even he acknowledges the recordings of cicada or cricket chirpings were not especially helpful to his cause. His clients, he says,
they really did hear those sounds because they really did hear crickets. You know, at the time, something was happening to them. But the crickets have nothing to do with, you know, whatever this is, unless, of course, I guess some country got so advanced that they attached some sort of weapons, strapped them to the crickets like passenger pigeons or something, right? Back, I saw something the other day where they were where pigeons were actually used, were designed to be used as bombs in World
War
II.
When you say it was unfortunate, you're talking about the recording of...
The recording. The recording has nothing to do with what these incidents are. It was total coincidence that at a point in time where however number of people recorded things, one or two, I guess, that whatever they were experiencing, they happened to also hear crickets and they turned their phone on or something.
Yet Zaid is convinced that something damaging caused by an outside hostile force did hit his clients.
I will say, I will not reveal what I know, but I'm privy to classified information regarding this situation now because of some of my clients. And I will tell you that the best way I would describe this story of AHI, UHI is like Titanic and the iceberg, right? You only see about a third of the iceberg above the water. That's what this story is all about. Two thirds of the story is submerged that people do not see yet.
The problem is that, as Zaid admits, he doesn't know what that iceberg even looks like. But his best guess, he says, is that his clients were struck deliberately by a weapon that grew out of some sort of microwave surveillance device. Not unlike the Great Seal of the United States we told you about in the last episode, the ornament that was given to the U.S. ambassador in Moscow after the end of World War II with a secret bug hidden inside.
What are we talking about here?
So my gut instinct, based on 30 years of working in and around the intel world and what I've studied about this, is I believe that it evolved out of surveillance technology. Now, clearly, whatever this is, at some point in time, it has reached a weaponized status. And by that, I mean, you know, anything can be used as a weapon, right? If I pick up the coffee mug on my desk, it's designed to drink hot liquids. But if I smash you over the head with it, I've weaponized it. It's clear this technology has a harmful impact on human beings and animals. And there have been animals that have been hit. So it's so public now that whoever is doing this is clearly doing it either just disregarding the impact that it has on health or for the purposes of harming people. But look, we don't know, right? We haven't captured an intelligence officer from an adversary doing it that we know of. We haven't captured a device that was used for it that we know of. So to me, this is gross evidence of a cover-up by the U.S. government. And now I'm not saying that—
Oh, wait a second. You just said we haven't captured a device. We haven't, as far as we know, had a foreign intelligence officer flip and describe this. So on what basis can you say that constitutes a cover-up?
The cover-up is that I am, one, I know for a fact, because I have had access to classified information, that there's a lot of information that's not being publicly revealed. And if you knew what it was, you would be very upset. I know that for a fact. I mean, that I have been privy to. Can't say what it is, unfortunately. So, you know, it really sucks. I'm saying something. I can't back it up. Thank you.